Good morning. 6:30 a.m. on June the 13th, a Thursday. Whew. First mile was kicking right along. I don't know what the timing is, but we'll find out in a minute. Yesterday was also quite a warm day. It wasn't as warm as the day before. Adventures in Barbecue yesterday were less than stellar. minutes 49 seconds per mile for the first mile. Wow. I knew I was kicking right along, but sub 16, holy crap. That's pretty good. It's still, you know, 15:50, but that's almost 16 minutes per mile, but still, oh damn. So, you know, we got the cable company out, and they were willing to run the wire, but it was going to be somewhat problematic because of the way they had to run the wire. Comcast here doesn't run internal wire anymore. They were planning on wrapping the house in coax around the ceiling level, the fascia and gutter level, so way up high. And I talked it over with the technician, and he was willing to do it, but the offshoot of it was that it was going to look really kind of tacky, tacked on even. So we talked about it, and what he suggested was to hire an electrician to run the internal cable, because snaking the old wire out, and it was the wire is very badly flawed at this point. It's an old cable to begin with, and when we switch to digital, it's an old cable that wasn't built for a digital signal to begin with. So yeah, it's not great. So today's task du jour is to find a low voltage electrician or a regular electrician who'll come and snake the wire from the upstairs living room to the downstairs junction. Redoc didn't make a lot of progress yesterday. I did go back through some of the last bits and cleaned them up, tightened them up. They sounded wrong when I was writing them, but I wasn't sure why. I think I've got it why now. And I'm at a break point where I'm not exactly sure what needs to happen next. So I'll let it brew a little bit, percolate. My shins are sore from that first mile. it's kind of nice out this morning. There is a breeze. It's rustling the trees overhead. I'm in the neighborhood canyon back here between the brick fences. But there is a breeze. It's quite chilly. I was quite chilly when I came out because I'm only wearing a sweatshirt and a pullover. I put on a jacket this morning. I am wearing my hat. Should put on my sunglasses. I was going to stay up again last night and do another late night write, but I got to the end of the day and I just couldn't focus. I was falling asleep in my seat. That was before I took my evening meds, so I gave it up and took the meds and went to bed. I'm reading a good book. It's actually, if I'm going to be honest, it's not a particularly good book, but I'm enjoying it immensely. It has a lot of what I liked about Lee Modisett's work in it. It's fantasy. It's called The Builder, First Book of the Young Ancients. It's written by P.S. Power, or P.S. Powers, I'm not sure. It looks like a pen name to me, I'm not sure. P.S. Power. He or she looks like a pen name. Feels like a pen name. The book itself, when I say it's not particularly good, it's got more than its share of typos. It's got the occasional wincing sentence structure. And the story itself is about a main character who falls into the category of too stupid to live. And yet he always winds up on top. And he's consistent. He's, in a lot of ways, he's kind of an idiot savant. In that he has one skill. And it consumes him. Maybe it could be described as high-functioning Asperger, high-functioning autist. An Asperger person. A person with Asperger's. So he's got this thing that he can do that nobody else apparently can do, or very few people can do, and it's constantly getting him into trouble and then getting him out again. So it's sort of interesting, it's sort of intriguing. I'll have to wait and see how it shakes loose. It's a short book, it's a barely novella. Well, barely novel. It's more than a novella, but not only just. But it is a fun read. I found myself reaching for the book whenever I had to wait for a few minutes to yesterday, and I found it quite gratifying. I found it fresh. And I'm thinking about publishing, thinking about new voices, and thinking, yeah, this is a book that would never get published by the mainstream. And yet, I bet it has a pretty cool audience. Or I bet they could find an audience that would think it was pretty cool. And there's a whole series of them. Powers has, he or she, has several books out. More than I do, I think. Well, almost everybody has. Many people have more books out than I do at the moment, at least in print. Be that as it may, it's fascinating to think about this book in the context of now, where publishing has undergone such a sea change. Mark Coker did a presentation in Europe, apparently, yesterday. And his slides are on SlideShare. There's some interesting sales data coming out of Smashwords. Now, Smashwords is not, I don't believe, Smashwords is generalizable to other venues like Amazon or even Barnes & Noble. In spite of the fact that Smashwords counts the books that they sell through Amazon and Barnes & Noble in the research that Coker presented, but it was interesting the growth of the sales in Smashwords, how many more sales were made in 2012 than there were in 2008. But the price breakdown data was just about what I would expect to see. It was skewed a little low. It was skewed to the $3.99 rather than the $4.99. But the $1.99 price point was definitely not the right choice, because that was, that wasn't quite even there. And what it also showed was that price demand is relatively inflexible. And that is that the higher the price, the lower the number of books. And it's a pretty dramatic drop-off once you get past five. Actually, it starts dropping off right at $3.99. $4.99 drops off more. So, yeah, the people who are pricing, at least on Smashwords, and again, I believe that Smashwords is not generalizable. I don't believe Smashwords actually represents the larger market. I think they represent a subset of price-conscious, technically savvy, in a certain sense, anti-establishment book buyers, readers. As that subset, as that group, I think that the data that Coker presents is pretty cool. It's very interesting. I'm leery about generalizing it onto the ebook market as a whole. One of the problems, of course, is that the number of books that Coker has compared to, say, Amazon, is a very small fraction. I think Amazon's gone over 1.5 million ebooks, and Coker has, 280? Not quite 300,000 titles, which is pretty astonishing given that it's really a tertiary kind of market. It's really a very small spot. And given that his interface and the tools that he has for uploading are problematic for most people. So I'm not sure I can generalize to a larger population, but it is cool to look at. Bumped my head on a branch, which is unusual because I'm not that tall. Young Ancients, P.S. Powers, the Builder. This is actually, I started reading a sample of a book that I wasn't sure where it fell in the list. It turns out to be the fourth book in the series. And I started reading a sample, and the sample was like, he doesn't do a very good job of, or she doesn't do a very good job of bringing you in, midway, which is one of the problems with many series, and I can't really falter because if you look at some of my books, they're trying to come in at half share, trying to come in at owner's share. Yeah, you could do it, but you don't know who these people are. You don't have their backstories. And I don't really go into their backstories very much. Of course, the other side of that is that starting with double share, every cast changes with every title. And the only consistent character is Ishmael. So, yeah, I'm probably guilty a little bit of that myself. It's an interesting read. Going back and starting at the beginning, I'm probably going to read through this series. This is something to tide me over, something to read while I'm waiting for the kids. I've made the northward turn here. Sun is up. It's still quite a goodly breeze. And there's some really dark looking clouds off to the west and up to the northwest. Can't tell if they're moving in, moving out, sitting still. Today is a grocery run day. I've got to get some groceries so I can fix some dinner. I've got to get some groceries so I can have stuff for the kids to fix for lunch. You gotta do something with a lot of leftover grilled chicken. I'll do this chicken stir fry tonight. That could be good. I tried to have hash one night, and I said, no, I don't like hash. But if I had a chicken stir fry, it might work. Particularly if I didn't tell them it was hash. I'm going to have to call cable haulers today, too. So I slowed down a lot between the first and second, but that's understandable given the pace I was keeping to begin with. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.